Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Michelle. And today we are coming to you with an episode of Survivor to talk about. Only one show today, kind of, but we'll maybe touch on a couple different shows at the end here. But getting started today with this week's episode of Survivor. It's getting good. People are starting to turn against each other. The strong five is no longer the strong five or six or whatever. One of them was voted out tonight. And honestly, I loved this drama. I thought it was so good.
I did too. I agree with you.
So, David is very sketched out from the very beginning because of the people not wanting to vote Camilla out. David and Mary still want Camilla out, and they're both seem like very suspect of Kyle and Shaheen working with Camilla, which they both are or are trying to. Kyle definitely is.
Yeah, so David's right to be suspicious.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that he. So I gave David my LVP. I mean, I feel like you kind of have to, unfortunately. But it was hard for me to give him the LVP because everything that he thought was happening is actually happening, besides getting eliminated. I don't think he really saw that coming until Tribal Council.
Right.
But so like yeah, definitely. I did you give him your LVP?
I did as well because he did, I think he did kind of see everything that's happening, but he didn't go about it the right way.
Yeah. Completely. That's so true. And then also like how close he was to winning the immunity challenge. I mean, this was almost like not even an option. That was crazy because it was so the immunity challenge this time was when they have to hold a lever and there's like the ball on top of them that they can't like let escape the cage or whatever, and they can't
Right.
step off the platform. So that's what the immunity challenge was. And I mean, the strong five is true because it was the strong five were the final five, and then eventually they all dropped. And it was this like showdown between Joe and
David.
David, yeah. And David was winning. I mean, Joe, it kept slipping, but he did a good job of like keeping it in there, but
Right.
with like the slippages that he had, very, very good like rebound control, I guess you would say. But when David's slipped, it just slipped just a little bit, but it caused him to step off the platform, and that's why Joe won the immunity. And I think Joe is just such a central part of this season. He's won immunity a couple different times now. He has his thing with Eva. He goes on like all these reward after reward. I mean, he's lost a lot of weight, but he's really in such a great spot right now. And then also choosing to go against his alliance or whatever, you know, and vote David out for the betterment of really everybody on the island, besides maybe Mary. But I don't know. I think I gave Joe my MVP. I thought he just time and time again has such a great episode, including this one.
I know, I feel I've been thinking for a while he's getting like a winner at it, so we'll see if that's true.
Star was like invisible, kind of again, until.
Except for the swimming scene, right?
Yes. And
Yeah.
then also saying that she wanted to get Shaheen out.
Yeah.
But we see at the end that it is the strong five that, or not, I guess four, that vote out David in the end. because when they showed like who voted for Mitch, it was Star, Mary, and David.
Right.
So yeah, it was really his alliance that chose to go against him and vote him out.
There was a deleted scene of Star, and she like went up to Shaheen and was like, "Who's in your final three?" And he was like, "Oh, I haven't even thought that far ahead." And then she went up to Joe and he said the same thing. And she's like, "That was my test. They all failed my test." So I guess that's probably why she went with David and Mary.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. That's interesting to hear. I'm glad that she's at least. Did you see that on like Instagram or something?
There's a guy on Twitter. I don't know what his handle is, but his name's Lyle, and he posts all like the previews and the clips, and he posts everything. It's good.
Oh, really? I'll have to check that out. Nice. Yeah, so who was your MVP this episode?
I gave it. I think Joe's a good choice, but I gave it to Kyle because David was coming for Kyle, and Kyle kind of won that battle.
Yeah, he did. And Shaheen, really, for that matter.
Yep.
But really, who's the biggest winner out of all of this is Camilla, because she has these two guys who like truly have her back. Do you think that those three are going to have a final three if they don't already?
I do. I definitely do.
Who do you think Joe and Eva would take as their third if they had a choice out of the remaining, what is it, eight?
Yeah, I think Eva would have probably taken David. She really liked David. And I think Joe likes Kyle and maybe, I don't know, Shaheen, but maybe Kyle more.
Okay. I think those are good choices. And especially if they all get up there, they have such a great story to tell. Speaking of stories, what did you think of Kyle's kind of sob story this episode?
I feel like there's some details missing. It really wasn't adding up for me.
I agree. I guess I didn't really think of it as details missing as much as like embellishment maybe, but to be in jail for like a couple of weeks, but like to the point with like teachers, like I mean it had to have been, I'm sure, some kind of juvie, but for minor in possession and open container, I think is what they were. I feel like that's like really, at least where I live, harsh punishment.
That's why I was like, I feel like there's something missing here. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's not. But I did think it was very inspirational the way he said he still studied and did his exams and passed his test. I thought that was very inspirational.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Yeah, I thought that, yeah, this one was an interesting one because we always see them going deep at some point, opening up new layers of themselves. I feel like Kyle's not a person to open up much, so I could be wrong, but that's just like kind of the impression that I get it off of him. So maybe this is, I don't know, I guess like his way of starting that process.
And I think it worked. I think it helped to bond him more with Joe. I think Joe valued that.
I think so too.
And I feel bad. I don't want to say like something. When I say something's missing, to what I mean is it doesn't make sense that he would go to jail for 2 weeks for the charges he talked about. I'm not saying he's lying. I'm saying either the cops did something wrong. Like, I don't know. Someone did something wrong if that was the punishment, right? So I don't, that's very weird to me when I say something's missing. That's what I mean.
I mean, I know that there are different, like some states are stricter than other states, but that just seems like extra harsh for some, like a lot of it. I don't know. Where
Yes.
I live, like a lot of people get MIPs, and they're like on probation or maybe house arrest, depending on the situation. It's not like to go to juvie, I feel like, I don't know, there has to be like other things involved.
Yep, or there was someone corrupt that arrested him. Like, I don't know. I just like there's some piece of the story missing that we didn't get, but it was no matter what was missing, it was a very inspirational story.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure, for sure. I don't know. Kyle is, I think, maybe my favorite person left on this season. I was thinking about it and like the eight of them, how I would rank them, in terms of like who I like the most or like who I would want to win the most. And it's hard because there is a lot of them that I really like. I think that I really like Mary a lot. I think now that David's gone, she's probably doomed. And I really like Camilla. So I would say those are my top three that I would want to win is Mary, Camilla, or Kyle. But then I also like Joe a lot. I think I'd put him fourth. And then Eva, I think her story is just great. I think if she gets to the end, she'll probably win. I think she's pissed people off, but I don't think she's pissed people off like too bad, like David, for example, did. I think those are probably my top five, but it's hard because I feel like Star, I just don't know her enough. They haven't really shown her a lot, so it's hard to put her up there.
Yep.
Mitch, I like, but just not.
Not playing the game very well.
Yeah,
Nope.
and not and
Nice guy, though. Nice guy.
yeah, for sure. And then who does that leave? There's one more.
Shaheen.
Shaheen. And I like Shaheen. It's hard to leave him off that list, but I think like of them, he would probably be number six. But yeah, no, I know that I feel like on Twitter, at least on social media, this season is kind of getting a lot of heat for really
People
the
don't like it. Yeah.
yeah, but I really like it.
I do too. I like it too.
I don't know. What would you say your rankings would be for?
It's funny. I did a ranking, but I actually left I didn't do it by numbers. I did it by like, okay, who would I be happiest to win was Kyle. And then my second tier of like who I would be happiest was Camilla, Joe, Shaheen. And then meh was like Mary, Eva, and then they have no chance to win, but I think they're lovely, was Mitch and Star.
Yeah, well,
So
and
it's hard to do it by no, because it's like I feel like it's not even fair. Like Star and Mitch are playing a different game than everybody else. It's kind of hard.
if I was thinking this episode, actually, I don't think Star really has much of a chance here, but if Mitch did happen to be the random swing person that they brought to the end, if they all start picking each other off in that alliance now, and he somehow makes it there just by skating by, I think he has like not a great argument. I mean, depending on who it is, if it's like Joe and Eva or whatever, or
He might get votes. You're right.
yeah.
David, I mean, people have been clipping out David's post interviews and he's pissed at Joe and he's very bitter about everything that happened. So I could see him voting for Mitch.
Can you imagine them on like a Challenge USA rival season? I think they would do so good on the challenge. And I know people, I wouldn't want Joe because he's too old or whatever, but
How old is David? How old is David? I gotta look this up.
I don't know. But I did see an article like post show or whatever where he said that his girlfriend broke up with him or,
Yeah.
whatever. But I honestly think that she broke, based on what he said, she broke up with him before filming and he was just trying to use the show to get her back.
I think so. I totally agree. He very specifically said that they weren't together. And then he like backtracked and was like, oh, well, if I win, it wasn't making sense.
Yeah.
David's 39.
Okay, so he's a little I mean, he's not older than, like, I think Jenny West is like around that age, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they are a little too old for the challenge, but I just think that they would dominate some of the challenges. They would be
It's
such.
like a little old to be rookies.
But they did have Enzo on, like
Oh
the
my
challenge
God.
today. I know that, I don't know, I'm pretty sure that that version is over, but if they ever did bring something like that back, or I
Yeah,
haven't
I
seen it,
agree.
but I've heard good things about Battle Camp, if they were to like recruit some of them to that.
Oh, I didn't watch that yet. I probably will watch it, but I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet either, but I've seen a lot of clips and a lot of chatter on social media, so I'm slightly spoiled, I guess, but
Oh,
I've
I didn't get to, I didn't get spoiled yet, so that's good. I heard it's not good, like the eliminations are not good, like it's a random thing, right?
something like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, maybe, I don't know. If it's gonna piss me off, I don't know if I can watch it, but I might try to.
I think it'll be I know Gamer said that they recommended it, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's a good show for David.
I think so, yeah.
Dave, you know, David in this episode, now that he's lost some weight in his face, was starting to look like Tom Cruise. I was like, if he's a little bit shorter, he could have been Tom Cruise's stunt double. I don't know. He's too
It's funny
tall.
that you say that because I was thinking this episode that for someone who is older, when he lost a little bit of weight, Joe is looking really good.
Yeah, Joe, I think Joe's very handsome. I agree with you.
So, what did you have for quotes this episode? So, for quotes this episode for me, I had Camilla saying, "You're a horrible liar. Don't worry," to David. Sorry, that just threw me off a little bit, but yeah, so Camilla, you're a horrible liar, don't worry. And so that was my first quote. That was in the very beginning of the episode when David came back and told Camilla that he threw her name out there, which I thought was interesting to bring up like right away
From
after.
Camilla.
Yeah, it was like right after Tribal Council at the very beginning of the episode, when she's talking to David and he tells her that he has been throwing her name out there, and she said, "You're a horrible liar, don't worry." And just like the look on his face when she said that, she got him pretty good. So I had that as one of my quotes.
I actually had that's the first one I had too. You're a horrible liar from Camilla. Yeah. I just, you know, I'm curious why she felt so confident to not like even try to forgive him or pretend to forgive him. You know what I mean? Hey,
Yeah.
like I know you were coming after me, but let's work together. Like, you know how people always do that fake thing, like
Yeah.
if they fail at getting someone out, like, oh, let's work together now. I'm surprised that she didn't, like, she must have been very confident in her
But I feel like she didn't
votes.
even have any votes. Like, he didn't vote for her, so why did he come back from tribal and say, like, "I'm not gonna lie, I threw your name out"? Like, what?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Ballsy move.
Yep.
Just pissing people off. But I guess, I mean, that's why he probably, I'm probably, well, I mean, not why he left, but, you know, doesn't hurt. What other quotes did you have?
I had, well, our one scene with Star when she was learning how to swim from Mitch, and she said in her confessional, "I promise the next time Jeff sees me, I'll be a swimming pro."
Oh, that was a good one.
She's a really, like, I wish she got more screen time. She's really funny. I think she's a really funny character. I do like her.
I think she's really funny too. I agree. I think she's had some great one-liners. Did you have any other ones?
You might have more of this one,
But it was that tribal council, and Camilla was going on, and then Star goes, well, she was basically, what she basically means is this. And then Camilla says, well, she said it better than me about Star.
I didn't have Star's quote, I had Camilla's quote.
Yeah. Okay.
So Camilla's quote was, he might be happy with the game he's playing, but are the people he's putting over there happy with that type of game?
Right.
So yeah, I
I just thought that interaction was really funny between Camilla and Star.
yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, Star is she's good. She's like a Devon in like the confessional funny aspect.
Yeah, just very likable and very like fun, like just very funny. Yeah.
And honestly, more like Devon 2.0, like All Stars 5 preacher, like not saying Star is like a preacher, but like she just is, it the isn't like the drama, you
Very positive. Yeah, she's very positive.
Okay, so I had Joe. This is a human being move. That's all this is about taking Mitch on reward.
That was very nice. That made me very happy. That was very nice.
Yeah, because Mitch is the only person who hasn't had a reward yet. So, yeah, I thought that was really, really good of Joe. And I thought it was good of Eva when they were de there to ask Mitch, like, so Mitch, like, what do you think? And that, I mean, I think there were things in place. Obviously, we saw Shaheen set up in place to like, for David eventually, but having him on board and the first one to kind of say it out loud, I mean, that actually is something that Mitch could say in a final tribal council. Like, you know, like I was the first, like I, maybe there were other things that were happening, but I was the first one to say it out loud that we should get David out that day.
Right. What was interesting to me during that challenge, David was like, "Don't worry, Joe, I'll take you," because David was so convinced he was going to win. And then Joe didn't even consider taking David.
Yeah, that's. But I think that the people that he picked, he did. Why do you think, why did he take Shaheen over David? That would be, that's the one that I would be, I guess, curious about.
I can't remember the reason he gave.
And obviously, Eva is his like right-hand person, but I almost think it would have been smarter for him to take David and be like, look, like what is going on between you two, and like try to hash it out. If I don't know, like I think that that would have been a smart move as far as like moving forward if they wanted to move forward like the strong guys or whatever.
Right.
But maybe after that, how close that immunity challenge was, maybe Joe is just like, screw it.
Yeah, he might have already like have written him off at that point
Well,
based on everything going on.
I don't want to say, I'm not necessarily saying that, but I'm saying like how close that was. Like David is his competition when it comes to these immunities. A lot like anything strength based, anyways.
Yeah, right.
With David gone,
Yep.
I mean, one of his biggest competitions. What else did I have? I had. Okay, Kyle, he says Mary actually kind of had to console David for quite some time. It looked like they were, no, I'm not going to say it. They looked like they were very close friends in that moment.
Oh my God, I forgot about that one. Yep, that was a good one.
So then I tried to Google, does Mary have a boyfriend? Mary, like I was like, I went on her Instagram. I was looking for a man. Like, I don't know. I think I read like interviews about her. Like, I don't know. Nobody asked her about her love life, which is unfortunate. But it looks like maybe she's single, so maybe there'd be something going on between David and Mary.
Um, David kind of said that Mary just like latched on to him, and I don't know. He just like wasn't all about like being in an alliance with her, but she just kind of latched on to him.
I don't believe that. Not based on what we've seen.
I know.
I don't believe that. I just don't. I mean, I'm not saying that maybe she did, but like I think it was a two-way street.
Yeah.
There's no way. He stuck up for her so much. Brought her in. I don't know. Shaheen, when he's like done talking about with like all of the different, montage of the seeds he's been planting about David the last few days, he says, "It feels like I've already been preparing for war. Welcome to the party, David. I've been here for a minute. Let's party."
Yep. That
And
was like in the promo or something too.
that, yeah, I don't know. I like Shaheen. It's hard for me. I really like a lot of these people.
Yeah, me too.
Did you have any other quotes?
No, I did not.
Okay, neither did I. So, any final thoughts on Survivor?
No, I was really thinking Mary was gonna go home and not David. I was very surprised by David leaving.
Yeah, I was surprised about David leaving as well. Until I mean, I guess, into the episode, it starts to get more obvious that that's going to happen, but definitely last week I didn't think that that's the way that it was going to go.
Right.
Okay, so I just finished watching a show, switching gears here a little bit. I watched Gotta Get Out on Hulu. It's 8 episodes. I don't know. It's not something that I wanted to like talk about on the podcast, but I just wanted to kind of touch on it a little bit because it's just such a cute little show. I definitely, if you're like looking for just like something kind of fun, not serious, reality TV with, housewives, there's like a couple housewives on it. There's three people from Bachelor Nation on it. There is like Spencer Pratt is on it, Omarosa is on it, and then there's like people who they're half of them weren't celebrities or whatever. So, but it's just, kind of like the Traitors first season did.
Right, like we're half and half.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was just like a really cute show. I know you haven't watched it. Do you have any questions about like about it at all? Or like what ha I don't know.
I was listening to, I think it was Jeff Lewis Live. He used to be on Bravo. And he has Cynthia Bailey on all the time, like she's a regular guest. And she was saying like she loved her experience on that show, especially compared to Big Brother. Like she was much better on that. She liked that show a lot more than Big Brother.
So she did Celebrity Big Brother
Yep.
in UK or here?
Here.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
She was on the season with Todrick and Carson Kressley.
Okay, I remember kind of that
She
season.
just wasn't, she's not strategic, so she wasn't good at it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, she was strategic in this show. So the premise of Gotta Get Out, they start with $1 million, and every episode there are certain people who get exit strategies to get out of the house. And if they can successfully get out of the house, down the driveway and through these gates to this like maybe Rolls Royce, like I don't know, car. They get whatever however much money they've earned so far. So every second they earn more money towards this million. And so it would be like you get an extra exit strategy at $200,500 or something like that. And then they have They at that point they have a door or a window, a specific door or a window unlock, and they can try to run. But there are people looking out the windows, looking out like up top. There's like a deck where it's just like a lookout. There's people like waiting by the button. If they hit the button, then the gates close and they don't win the money.
What people? Other contestants?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So if you get an exit strategy, you're on offense. And if you don't get an exit strategy, then you're kind of on defense, trying to prevent people from leaving or from getting to that gate. So, Cynthia, I guess like spoiler alert, if you're not, if you haven't watched and you're gonna watch, then maybe skip this part. So, but Cynthia is one of the only people. She got an exit strategy, and prior to getting her exit strategy, she was the button queen for days at the house. And so she just like ruled the button. She was the one who always pushed the button, whatever. So she had these people's by the point by the time she got her exit strategy, she had these people's trust that she would press the button. Nobody even questioned her. So she gets this added this exit strategy, and so she shares it with somebody else. So basically, like, there's no way you can escape on your own. You have to like enlist somebody to help you. And so he was her runner. And so she didn't push the button and he made it through the gates. And she's actually one of the only, she is the only person, those two, to win money outside of the million. Whereas everybody else who made it to the end, there were two people that quit. But of the people who made it to the end, they then shared the rest of that. Like 680 some thousand, I don't know the exact amount. But then they split that and then they each got like 44,000 something dollars each for making it to the end.
How many people split the money?
So it's, I think 16 maybe. I think it started with 20 people.
Okay.
And the Cynthia and Stein are the two that made it out, and they split their money, and I think that was like maybe 277 or something like that that they split between the two of them. And then two people quit. So one of the Bachelor people, Claire, which I was kind of surprised, but I guess she's like, I don't know, a newish mom. So she was like struggling after some of the money was gone, she was like struggling with like why she was there and whatever. So her and this other girl, Jill, left.
Jill, celebrity or regular person?
I think she was a regular person. For a little bit, I thought it was the housewife, but I don't think it was. I think the housewife is Kim, maybe.
Yes, Kim.
Yeah. And she had a lot of funny attempts. So basically, like the whole show, since only two people got out, is just people like attempting to get out. So it's just like this like funny, silly, like goofy show of people trying to win the money for themselves.
So the last episode was not them getting out. That happened earlier on.
Yeah, it was like halfway through the season,
So
probably.
then what the hell happened on the finale? Failed attempts?
Just yeah, failed attempts.
Oh.
Like, they also like boarded up the wall or the windows. Well, I guess like I don't know, with like paper, like brown paper or whatever.
Okay.
So that it was like harder for them to see out. It like it almost it made it more like scary or whatever for the contestants, because the people who did have exit strategies had a much better chance of not being caught.
Okay.
But I don't know. Spencer Pratt is hilarious. I think he wore one shirt and it was like a polo. The whole season, and every other shirt that he wore was like a different Heidi Montag, like screen printed shirt.
Oh.
It was so funny. I just, yeah, just like every single outfit that he had. I think there was like literally like five or six different Heidi shirts. It was, I think that, yeah, it was so funny. I think it was like 10 days of filming or something like that. It was like one of those shorter ones. And at one point, okay, so Omarosa, you can tell that she's been on TV. She does not like give a fuck. Oh my God, it was so funny. I actually really liked her. I really liked her on this, but she was so funny. At one point, she was working on an exit strategy with some people, and Spencer came in the room and was trying to like figure out what they were doing. And she literally like pulls down her pants and is like, I don't have pants on. You can't be in here. Like HR, like making him leave. And then Spencer comes out of the room. He's like, okay, something is definitely going on with them because Omarosa literally pulled down her pants so that she could be like, you can't be in here right now.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
It was hilarious. But yeah, it's just this like really goofy, fun show. There is a showmance between a couple of the like non-celebrities or whatever. And the actually two pairs of non-celebrities. One of them doesn't get screen time until later though. But or maybe he's considered a celebrity. I think he's an MMA fighter, but I don't know if he is or not. I like considered one, but yeah, no, it's just, yeah, it's a really cute, fun show. So definitely, I know I just, I guess, spoiled some of the things that happened, but it's definitely worth the watch if you just like want something chill to watch for sure.
How did Kim come off?
Good. I thought. I mean, she there were like a couple she was definitely part of some scheming. I actually think she was involved in the Omarosa, like maybe that's who Omarosa was talking to, I'm thinking. When she pulled down her pants. She was very involved. Is she not a good housewife?
It's a good question. Did she and Cynthia get along?
They didn't not get along.
Okay.
They were fine.
They're both from Atlanta, Housewives.
Do they get along on the show?
I can't remember because it's been so long since they've both been on. I can't remember how they left off.
Gotcha. They seemed fine enough for sure.
Well, Cynthia kind of gets along with everybody. That's what she's kind of known for.
Yeah, she seems to, she had a really good personality. I liked her a lot.
I like her too. Okay, it sounds like a fun show.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not Traitors by any means. I guess I'd maybe put it more in the category of like the GOAT, just like
Yeah.
silly.
That wasn't very good, huh?
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was fine. It's just like a fun, silly little show to watch if you have time and are looking for something like lighthearted
Right.
with reality stars. Are there any like shows that you've been watching? Have you been watching The Valley at all? I haven't watched, but it's definitely on my to watch list now that I'm done with the Gotta Get Out.
Yeah, there's only been two episodes so far, but I've watched them both, yes.
What did you think about them? What's been going on?
You have to watch. It's just very dramatic. It's mostly about Jax and Brittany.
Gotcha.
But it's very dramatic because it's like real life, like he did like abusive things. I don't know. It's not lighthearted at all. It's really actually kind of hard to watch.
That's too bad. Well,
But
I'm
like a
definitely.
lot of stuff is making sense because like I think we talked about this, but I couldn't understand why Jax admitted he was addicted to cocaine, but it's because Brittany outed him. on
I
the
figured it
show.
had to do, like, it had to come out on the show, or like he talked about it, or went to rehab while the show was filming, or I don't know. I figured that something on the show happened. Otherwise, there's no way he would have mentioned it. He was trying to get ahead for sure. I think I might have said that at the time too.
I mean, on the show, you could tell he was trying to say he wasn't going to rehab. He was just going to get like mental help because he like threw things and he's like whatever. But then
Style.
Brittany just like breaks down and outs him. So, and then he basically was like, I'm never gonna speak to you again. I'll never forgive you for that. Like, he was so mad she did it.
Good for her, though. Good for her. Obviously, that's what he needed.
I was gonna say, I think it needed to be done. It pr like protecting him, it wasn't really protecting him.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
But it's pretty dark so far, but hopefully it will get better. Like, hopefully I'll get like more lighthearted moments with Jack's gone.
I think I heard that Jasmine has a really big storyline, and I know that she recently got engaged, so I'm wondering if maybe that's something that they show. I
Oh, okay.
think that'd be a good, I don't know, something good out of the show. I guess, is there anything else you want to touch on? Any other shows that you're watching or
I'm
anything?
trying to think. I don't think there's any other like reality. I mean, no other reality shows I've really been watching. Maybe Sister Wives, but that show's so stupid. I won't even talk about that. But no, like I've been slacking on like. Oh, I what we did we talk about the one I can't remember the name of it where they're in the house with the ugh, it's on Netflix.
Oh, Million Dollar Secret?
Yeah, thank you. We talked about that.
I have not watched it,
Oh,
but
I like that. You should watch that one.
I've heard good things. It's also on the watch list. And
I liked
there's
everything
gonna be
about it except the finale to me was stupid, but I did like the rest of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll have to I've heard like Reality Steve would talk about it on his like recaps sometimes. Not recaps, his like daily, like whatever gossip, whatever he talks about daily. He seemed to like that show and would say things about it. So I know like tidbits, but not a whole lot. Yeah, definitely on my to watch list. I feel like there's a lot of stuff, spring, summer stuff coming out. That Boot Camp show just came out like a few days ago. I think that, what is it? Mormon Wives is coming on soon. Yeah, just a lot of stuff coming up.
I didn't watch, speaking of Mormon Wives, Vanderpump Villa yet, but Cara Marie is on that and Paulie.
I saw that. I haven't watched it either, but yeah, add that to the list.
I don't know why that one just doesn't appeal to me at all. I never watched season one, so I don't know. I
Yeah.
may or may not watch it.
I didn't watch it either, but I wouldn't be opposed if like I don't know, get through everything that I want to watch, and I don't know. Was looking for something, I guess. But for now, I feel like I have like so many things that I want to watch. It's kind of not
Yeah.
a.
And I don't see a lot of people talking that much about it, so I don't think it was that great.
Huge. Yeah. All right. Well, do you have any final thoughts on anything before we end here today?
No, I don't think so.
No. All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.